This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership. Let's come aboard.
Happy Thursday to you, North America. The mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the 4-Hour Chaos Theory Kegger. DA with you from the CBS Sports Radio Studios in New York, broadcasting to affiliates nationwide and north of the border, Anchorage to Atlanta, Peoria to Pinehurst, Kalamazoo and Waterloo. Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, listening, D.A. Everything we saying, D.A. Everything.
And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family? Well, Rocket can. How we doing, everybody? Thanks so much for joining us. Good show lined up for you. Coming up later on in the program, Rick Neuheisel's going to join us. He is part of the CBS Sports Network team. Analyst for college football. Will do college football around the country, going into week number 5 already. Straight ahead, 2 hours from now with Coach Neuheisel. Also, we'll do NFL with Mike Golic, senior, who's going to join us coming up in hour number 4. And yesterday we played for you a now iconic student radio play-by-play call. The Appalachian State Hail Mary against Troy 2 Saturdays ago, as called by Jeffrey Marcin, sports director of the App State student radio team.
Holy mother meatballs!
Holy mother meatballs! Who could come up with a genius Hail Mary call like that? Well, we're going to have him on the show. Fired up. Holy mother meatballs. Also, it's a Thursday, meaning it's a Thirsty Thursday. We'll toast to the good stuff coming up on the show here shortly. We'll get to Aaron Judge's night in Toronto. But first, let's get to tonight's game between the Bengals and Dolphins. Thursday night football. And Miami is the only undefeated team of the AFC, one of only two undefeated teams in all of football, alongside the Philadelphia Eagles. They will take on the defending AFC champion Cincinnati Bengals, who finally got off the schneid last week with a win over the Jets, but began the season with two consecutive losses. Would a Bengals win tonight over the Dolphins return Cincinnati to the elite conversation in football? It is where we begin. Cold open.
I mean, they came back on Baltimore in the fourth quarter. They got a really explosive offense, and so we know that they can come back at any point just because of the guys that they have. And so how that changes us, you know, if we get out on top, you can't let off the gas because they can hit a big play at any moment.
They've got a lot of speed on that offense side of the ball. You know, Jalen Waddle's a fast player. They got really good. They got really good talent, you know, on both sides of the ball. And so that's a challenge. I think our guys are up for it. They're excited for the opportunity.
It's amazing, sensational, dramatic, Hart Grundy.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes.
It's your cold open.
So that was Joe Burrow and Zach Taylor going into tonight. Tonight's game's going to be in Cincinnati, so thankfully not in the state of Florida, where obviously we're thinking about everybody down there after the storm ripped through last night and is still going today. So this game's going to be in Ohio tonight. And while a win tonight for the Bengals would certainly do wonders for stabilizing what has been a rocky start of the season, I don't think it puts them into the conversation yet of the NFL elite. Now, coming into the season, as much as I love watching Burrow, Chase, and the rest of those guys play, I had question marks about whether or not they could replicate what happened last year. Because let's remember that the Bengals weren't dominant last season. They were still learning how to win. And thankfully, in a division last season where Steelers were down, Ravens had all of those injuries, Browns obviously were down, they took advantage of it and only went 10-7 to win the division. Now, they didn't have to play that final regular season game. They rested everybody against the Browns. But still, they were not a runaway train last season at 10-7. They were really good when it mattered most. Inside the division, they did what they had to do. And in the playoffs, they just made one more play than everybody else. It was the interceptions against the Tennessee Titans and Ryan Tannehill. It was the touchdown in the red zone on the was it a whistle against the Raiders. There was the comeback and the pick in overtime against the Chiefs. And then they almost pulled off the trick in the Super Bowl, but they were really close in all of those games to not pulling it off. So to come into the season and say they're an elite team, I think that was a bit of a leap of faith as well, because they've got some elite players, but we had to see them do it consistently. They did not. And the offensive line, which I thought was going to be much improved, was really a problem in the first 2 weeks of the season. As much as Burrow is a fan favorite, and as much as I love watching the guy play, he can be a turnover machine, and he was in week number one. So a win tonight really helps the Bengals. It gets them back to 2-2. It would be a home victory against a playoff caliber team. It could be a tiebreaker come January. It's a really big night for the Bengals. It means more for the Bengals than it does the Dolphins, because Miami has built up a cushion already at 3-0. It means more for the Bengals, but even with a Bengals win, I'm not ready to thrust them at the top of the heap in the NFL with the Bills, with the Chiefs, and with the Eagles and maybe one or two other teams. I wouldn't go there yet, but it would inch them closer to checking off some boxes after last year's Super Bowl run that it was not a fluke. But I think what we need to see out of the Bengals is not just a couple of good games in a row, because last week against the Jets, how can you really measure a team against Joe Flacco, the Jets, whatever is going on in New York? It's going to take more than that. A win tonight against the Dolphins and a win next week in Baltimore, and now we can start having that conversation of, are the Bengals legitimately an AFC contender again? And if they lose tonight's game, depending on how they lose, if that happens, it's back to the drawing board of, okay, was last year just, again, the anomaly? And the Bengals, who had not been to a Super Bowl since 1988, are we back to wondering, was that just a 1 year off? Or are they built for the long haul to win games, to get to the postseason, to compete for a championship? Tonight's a good one. Really, I could see this being a playoff matchup in January. This has the feel of wild card weekend, doesn't it? Dolphins and Bengals from Cincinnati. You could absolutely see it happen. So this should be fun tonight on Thursday Night Football. 855-212-4CBS. On Twitter, DA on CBS. Last night in Toronto, it had been a full week plus seven games dating back to last Tuesday since Aaron Judge had hit his last home run, number 60. Number 61 would tie him with Roger Maris. the American League all-time record and the single-season non-steroid home run record. And Judge, in a 3-3 game, did exactly that.
And the payoff. There goes the deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Number 61. He ties Roger Maris for the American League single-season record with 61 home runs. It's a two-run Judgy and blast. Here comes the Judge. A two-run blast, and the Yankees take a 5-3 lead on number 61 for Judge.
This is pretty special. You know, you never, you know, start the year thinking about breaking records or tying records or getting a chance to do this. But, you know, just what this team's done all year, you know, it's been an incredible season to be a part of. And, Susan, I'm kind of lost for words.
John Sterling on Yankees radio. The funny thing is, it wasn't a Judgian blast. It came off the bat, and nobody knew whether it was a pop fly to left, maybe warning track, but not a home run. It does dip over the wall, and Judge as number 61. First off, I've said this a million times. I will reiterate this. I just think what Judge is doing this year is so special, something special, because this isn't a guy just swinging from his heels, striking out a million times, and just going for a record. This is a man that's leading the American League in batting average. Talk about something special. Number two, as we know, the Yankees have gone through some real trouble spots offensively and just winning baseball games. And Judge has been so huge and so clutch in so many of those. So he's not just swinging for the fences. He's helping a team win important games. And I just really admire that Aaron Judge doesn't feel like he admires himself. There are so many athletes that in this situation couldn't help but gloss themselves, couldn't help but pimp themselves, couldn't help but continue to talk about just how awesome they are. Even if they tried to say the right thing, you would know, boy, that guy really loves himself. And here's Aaron Judge, who seems totally nonplussed from himself, from the chase, from anything. His humility, his groundedness, I find completely refreshing. That Judge just does not seem enamored with the chase or his exploits, but more so, I'm trying to win baseball games. I'm trying to be the best version of Aaron Judge, and can you believe this? And I just think that that's awesome. I just think that his attitude has been awesome. Note also that while he was not hitting home runs over the last seven games, Judge was walking 12 times. He was still being incredibly patient at the plate, giving quality at bats. He wasn't swinging out of the zone. He wouldn't swing for pitches that were high or low or outside, just trying to get that home run. He was taking compact, professional, veteran at bats, trying to win baseball games. And that is, again, part of the charm to me of what is going on. It's amazing. It really is amazing. I mean, when you look at Mark McGwire, roided out of his mind, looking like a He-Man figure, hitting 70 home runs, sure, it was exciting, but the dude was a one-trick pony, and they didn't even go to the playoffs that year. He was just swinging for the fences in games that didn't matter. Sammy Sosa, boy, did he love himself some Sammy Sosa. Kissing to the crowd, throwing up his fingers, hopping out of the box. Again, it was exciting, it was fun. But Sammy Sosa was not driving the train on a team that had championship aspirations and was just putting his head down and trying to make, you know, professional good at bats, trying to grind out at bats. No, he was swinging for the fences for the fans, for the show. And again, it was fun, but it's much different than what is happening now. And Barry Bonds, what can you say? Bonds, the juiciest of all juice heads, was going up there in batting armor like the Dark Knight, like the Thing, and just mashing mini golf balls into the night at 73 home runs when everybody is holding up syringes in the stands knowing how toxic and poison that chase was. This is completely different. This is awesome. I hope this is clean. I hope I'm not talking about this in the same way I'm talking about the summer of 98, 20 years from now. But I find this to be a pretty incredible couple of weeks and couple of months and a season for Aaron Judge. He hits number 61 last night to tie himself with Roger Maris. Next one will set the clean, non-steroid single-season home run record. When we come back here on the show, we've got sound check, and that includes Roger Maris Jr., because now we can send the Maris kids home. Or can we? And in for Bogus today is the great Peter Schwartz, and part of soundcheck is Schwartz on ice cream. It's coming up here next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
All right. Welcome back. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio. We appreciate you being with us on this fine Thursday morning. You can listen to us on the CBS Sports app. You can listen to us on the Odyssey app as well. And just a word of note, we have a delay on the simulcast today. We will have it up and cooking coming up here shortly, but at the moment, we will not have the simulcast for this segment. Did not have it for the first segment, but we are working on that to get that back up. We will have that back up to speed, hopefully by the end of the hour. Okay, sound check begins with Nick Sirianni, Philadelphia Eagles head coach. The Eagles could be the best team in football. They're the only 3-0 team in the NFC. They've looked really good to open up this season. And doesn't mean Sirianni's going to put away the corny motivational speeches and tactics.
A clip that we showed today was of Tiger Woods and how when he was on the top, and this is what we showed in our team meeting today, when he was at the top of his game and playing as good a golf as anybody's ever played, ever, right? He was still obsessed with getting better. And he says that, I'm obsessed with getting better. I'm obsessed with being, you know, the best. And you know, that's a guy that was playing the best golf of anybody ever. And what a great example for us, right? We can learn so many good things from what not to do and what to do. And today, you know, last week it was a Kobe Bryant film. And, you know, this week it was a Tiger Woods film of just how am I going to improve my swing today, you know, to make sure that I'm getting better, even though I'm playing pretty good right now. And that, and I want them to know that I'm doing that. Like, there's things that happened in that game that I was not comfortable with. There's things that I'm obsessed with getting better at.
So the Eagles have already burned through the Kobe Bryant motivational speech and the Tiger Woods motivational speech, and we're not even in October yet. What's going to be left for Nick Sirianni to dial up in December here?
Next week, he's going to play Judge's 61st homer.
If the Eagles win the Super Bowl, would they have defied the odds by winning a Super Bowl with a dopey head coach?
Yeah. He has to be the worst head coach to ever start 3-0 in the NFL in NFL history.
We'd have to go through the record books of what other coaches have started 3-0 that are in the Nick Sirianni camp. It's kind of crazy. I mean, at the end of last season, Sirianni seemed to figure out run of the football. They made that surge at the end of the year. They end up making the postseason. Now he's got a 3-0 team that looks like one of the best in football. Jalen Hurts has grown so much. The offense is clicking. The Eagles look great. And yet here's Nick Sirianni, and he can't shake the fact that he just feels like he's in over his head. Like he should be coaching your high school team. And yet here he is, coach of the Eagles to 3-0. All right, so yesterday we had some fun with this. Roger Maris's kids were on the road with the Yankees waiting for Aaron Judge to tie and break their dad's home run record. Maris yelled, "Send the Maris kids home already." Caught hostage on the Judge home run watch. Well, last night Judge hits number 61 and Roger Maris Jr. says, "I'm going to keep going."
Are you sticking around for 62?
Yeah, I'll be heading to New York.
How long it takes?
What's that?
No matter how long it takes?
I don't think it's going to take very long. Yeah, I think he's loose. I think the party last night, the celebration, I think loosened him up. And after he hit that home run and came to bat the next time, you could just see his face. I mean, he's just, you know, he got up and hit another seed. You know, it's just, you can tell he's back and he's ready to go now, I think. So I think it'll happen in New York, and that's where you want it to happen. That's where I want it to happen. I think the city of New York deserves it. The fans deserve it. I think it'd be great for baseball if it happens in New York. And like what I mentioned to Aaron, I said, you know, get to New York and hit 62 and, you know, knock the top off Yankee Stadium, because it's going to be fun, you know.
To be fair, New York's not really waiting on this. New York has moved on quite a bit, actually.
I didn't even watch it live. I could care less anymore.
There was a point last week where most of New York City really moved on. Has Judge done it yet? What happened? No, he didn't? Oh, okay. All right. On to Carly Rae Jepsen at Radio City. So Roger Maris Jr. has been on the road following the Yankees either in New York or in Toronto for a week and a half now and says, yeah, I'm going to go back to New York. I'm going to keep watching games. Maris had noted in this soundcheck shot sheet, quote, "Roger Maris Jr. apparently has no life."
Now, and by the way, I figured out why he does it. His job is selling stuff with the number 61 on it. He runs a company called 61 Outfitters. So he's just out there peddling product. I mean, get lost, man. Go to a convention.
Poor guy is saying all the right things, rooting for Roger Maris's record, his dad's record, to be broken. Here he is. He's not begrudging Aaron Judge. He's not resentful. He's on the road watching all these games. He's congratulating Judge, etc. And you're calling him a loser, quote, go to a convention.
I just have no patience for people who have nothing better to do with their lives. Like, here we are. I can't find a half an hour to nap. And I got this guy going to like 9 straight baseball games. He's Marlins man without the orange jersey at this point.
And how many hours of football do you watch on Sundays?
It's part of my job. 12 hours.
And what would you be doing if you didn't work in sports radio?
I mean, I'd take the dog for a walk at some point.
Okay. Have you been playing any video games recently?
I have not put on my PlayStation 3 in a year and a half. I don't have time with 2 kids.
A year and a half,
I
wow.
I don't have time. I'm envious. Roger Maris Jr., you have that little to do in your life. That you could fly and zip and zap all over the country to watch baseball games that, by the way, are now meaningless for the Yankees. I don't know what to tell you, man. You're going to come back to New York? Go home.
go home. Well, this is good for the Maris brand, I suppose, to actually be out there and front and center and be interviewed after games.
Yeah, half-ass hugging Judge's mom. Like, it'd be one thing if he came on the field and it was like Costner coming out of the cornfield. What did he do?
So
he hugged Judge's mom and he sat there and had a press conference. How about, was he having a press conference? He didn't hit the home run.
So it's Maris Jr. and Judge's mom that are sitting next to one another. Is there also a Maris daughter involved?
They all were at Yankee Stadium. Then enough of them said, enough. We're not going north of the border. So basically, you got those two. There might have been somebody else, like a cousin or something. But the search party dwindled down in Toronto. Even they were like, I guess we'll go. All right. But these poor saps, now they're going to go back to New York for 62. Who cares? They're playing the Orioles this weekend. Watch football.
And finally, this is exciting. We have Peter Schwartz in for update today, in for AB. And our third sound clip in soundcheck is Schwartz introducing the new ice cream in a helmet at UBS Arena, the home of the New York Islanders.
So I'm here at the UBS Arena media food tasting event, and a new item this year is this Islanders vanilla ice cream in the Islanders mask, hockey helmet. So I have to tell you, this is tremendous. Great stuff.
Okay. Great stuff.
Great stuff.
Now, I have slipped up and called it IBS Arena a number of times, and maybe that would happen if you ate too many ice creams in a helmet.
That's at the end of the season.
And that is your sound check. So as I said, Schwartz is in for headlines. So Schwartz, was there a first of all, good morning.
Good morning. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too. Was there a food tasting at UBS?
Yes, it was an invite to the media, food tasting, to unveil everything that's going to be new at the arena this year. So it was a nice setup. It was, you know, a lot of room and everything. And then I was talking to one of the Islanders arena executives. Have you tried the ice cream yet? And I said, what ice cream? I didn't see it anywhere. I mean, there was, you know, General Tso's chicken. There was a pastrami sandwich. Uh-huh. There was a hamburger. There was all kinds of stuff. I'm like, where's the ice cream? He goes, hang on 1 second. He brings out blue and orange ice cream, but it's vanilla, just colored blue and orange, in an Islanders goalie mask cup.
Oh.
I'm like, it was tremendous ice cream.
Well, did it taste just like any soft serve ice cream?
Well, no, I think they're soft serve. I think Mraz can probably attest to this too. I mean, you go to some soft serve places, they're not good. It's just not, doesn't taste right.
Well, some people do air in the machine to try to get more.
Yeah.
More bang for their buck, and it takes away from the quality.
Yeah, this was very high-quality ice cream.
I didn't know this. There are some soft-serve places that add air into the tubes to try to water down, basically, the ice cream.
Essentially, it fluffs it up, and it looks like you're getting more for what you're getting, and you could totally taste the quality. As soon as your spoon goes in there, kind of, you know, bubbles down a little bit, and it does take away from the taste. There are definitely places that do that. You know, usually some struggling financially. Then there's places that have integrity and don't do it.
Right.
To be honest with you, I think Yankee Stadium has pumped a little air in from time to time because they want everybody funneling over to get those shakes. But if UBS or IBS or maybe it gives you IBS, whatever it is going to give you high quality ice cream, I respect that.
Okay, so a goalie mask, this is a new thing in hockey.
Yes.
Like a baseball stadium.
Yeah, and they're actually, when I tweeted that video out yesterday, I got a tremendous reaction from Islander fans because when the arena opened last year, they were wondering like what cool items they would have.
Signature foods.
So if you go to Citi Field, you can get ice cream in a Mets helmet.
Sure.
Yankee Stadium too. Minor league baseball teams do it all the time. But there was nothing in Islander games. Mm. And when I tweeted that video, the response I got from some fans, finally, people got what we asked for.
But it's ice cream in the winter in a cold arena watching hockey.
Doesn't matter.
That's what you're looking for. See, this is what your problem is. You are a disgrace to ice cream lovers everywhere.
Is that right?
A disgrace. Oh. You have two kinds of people here.
Yeah.
People who understand logic and people who think based on warm weather you need ice cream. Did you know? Here's a little fun factoid for you. Ice cream actually makes your body temperature warmer because of the sugar and glucose involved that actually heats up your body. It might feel cool on your tongue and heats up. Ice cream is actually better to eat.
Because of the glucose, Mr. Scientist.
Yeah, it's glucose, it's sugar. What it adds to your body in the immediacy actually warms up upon leaving your tongue. So you're better off eating ice cream in the winter on a cold day than you are a summer day. It's a big summer myth.
Okay, I'm just wondering if I'm at a hockey game and I'm bundled up in a sweatshirt or a hoodie or a hat or something, I'm in a cold arena in the middle of February, if I'm going to be feeling like ice cream that night.
Have you ever shivered inside a hockey arena? I mean, you're packed in next to people. It's, you know, you're fine.
It's cool.
Ice cream's delicious.
I agree. I just don't know if I'd be feeling like it in the middle of February at an ice rink.
It's really only freezing if you're sitting down by the glass.
Yeah.
Like if you go and you're just like a general casual fan, you're sitting in the upper level.
Okay, but if
you want to, you've just had a hot dog or a hamburger or whatever, and you want to wash it down with a nice dessert, you go get some ice cream.
I'm not judging anybody that does want it. I'm just saying, let's just say it's February 16th, and I walk out of my house, and it's 12 degrees, and there's snow on the ground, and I'm driving through ice puddles, and I walk out of my car into an arena where there is ice on the ground, and I'm going to leave the arena to where it's going to be snowy and icy and 6 degrees. Do I feel like in those 2.5 hours to be eating ice cream? I don't know.
Well, here's your other problem.
I feel like I'd want something hot
like
and warm.
Chicken noodle soup.
Before I went back out in the snowstorm.
Here's the other thing. I mean, that's like 2 months of the hockey season. It's warm in March, April, May. You start to get that Springfield playoffs. You want that ice cream. October, you want it.
I'm more interested by this General Tso's chicken.
Oh, it was tremendous. That was my favorite thing that I had the whole day.
Is it chicken tenders?
It was like chicken tenders with the sauce. Now, I don't know if this is how they're going to sell it at the stand. There is a Chinese food, fast food stand.
Like a Panda Express?
Kind of like that. That's going to be in the upper concourse. And they're going to serve. Now, I imagine if you order it, it's going to come with some sort of side. You can't have General Tso's chicken
rice?
Without fried rice or
rice.
Some lo mein.
Can but he this eat was, rice at a hockey game? I suppose.
Why
so.
Not?
Why can't he eat rice at a hockey game?
Oh, my God.
No
why
ice
not?
Cream, no rice?
Well, do you
you're
need,
a real bore on
do
society.
Do I need chopsticks as well? Because then there's a lot
just
of
a
effort.
Fork.
There's a lot of labor involved.
Again.
If I'm at a game and I've got the chopsticks.
You're allowed to eat Chinese food with a fork.
Okay.
Like you're building your own sandwich by hand.
Okay. Yeah, that was clearly my favorite item that I had.
Okay.
They had a pastrami Reuben sandwich, which was nice. Right, cheeseburger was good. No.
Those are standard, though.
Did you say no to trying anything? Just that maybe being full?
Yeah, the salad.
Did they have any?
They had salad. Yeah, I brought it home for my wife.
I will say.
Are you allowed to bring home food from a tasting?
Well, I did. I don't know whether it was legal or not. I did.
You can't get on me about my sandwich stuff.
Well, did you ask for a container
for this?
Yeah, did you ask for a container? You stuff it in your pocket.
All the samples were in like these little, like,
individual.
I guess you call them boats. I think they call like these little like paper plate things boats. I just put them in my bag.
Okay. All right. Very good.
A couple of pieces fell out, but
very good. All right.
Let's go.
Peter Schwartz is in for Bogue today, and he has our headlines. What do we got?
This report sponsored by Progressive Insurance, here to help you score big savings. To see how much you can save on auto insurance, visit progressive.com. We'll start in Toronto, where Aaron Judge finally hit home run number 61, the tie-in with Roger Maris for the American League and Yankees single-season record. Yankees beat the Blue Jays 8-3. During soundcheck, you heard how it sounded on Yankees radio with John Sterling. Here's how the home run sounded, D.A., as called by Ricky Ricardo on Yankee Spanish radio.
Rogers Center in Toronto, 3-3. Mesa Lenza, Judge, batazo, profundo por el izquierdo, olvídala, esa se va, se fue, la número 61 se fue. Muévase un poquito, Roger Maris. Hay otro que se quiere sentar en la mesa. El juez, Aaron Judge, culpable de empatar el récord de los Yankees, de empatar el récord de la Liga Americana. Llegó al norte de la frontera, Aaron Judge, el número 61. Los Yankees se van adelante 5-3. Y Judge empata a Roger Maris.
That's great.
There you
great.
Go. That's great.
That was tremendous.
It's better than Sterling. Far better than Kay. That's a really good home run call for history.
Very exciting. Very exciting. He's very energetic.
He's awesome.
And he's filled in for Sterling a few times.
Yeah. What's amazing is that he can call a baseball game as well in Spanish as he does in English. Could you imagine being so good bilingually that you can call games with that type of dexterity in two languages?
Yeah.
He's extraordinary.
And I don't even think he was there. I don't think the Spanish broadcasters go on the road. I think he's calling that in a studio.
He's amazing. It's so hard to call great play-by-play as it is. To do it in two languages is next level. I mean, Jack Collinsworth can't do it in one language.
Judge hit the home run off Tim Mesa. He insists he was not feeling the pressure.
Yeah, you know, I'm playing a kid's game. I love this. I love these moments, and especially a moment like that where it's a 3-3 game. You got a chance to, you know, get a guy in scoring position or drive a guy in. You know, those are the moments you live for. So I was just trying to soak it in and just go out there and do my job.
That was Judge on WFAN after the game. Roger Maris Jr. in attendance, of course, says there is irony with how Judge has pulled even with his dad and how he potentially could reach 62.
The ninth day I've been here, okay, he wears 99, dad wears 9. It's just kind of weird the way it all kind of went together, you know. So now I'm thinking, okay, we're going to go to Yankee Stadium and he'll probably hit 62 on October 1st when dad hit his 61st. So just all the weird similarities with he and my dad's is kind of ironic.
That is such a stretch on so many levels.
It really is. I haven't wanted to bag on Roger Maris Jr. because I'm sure he's a nice guy and it's a nice sentiment, but it's such a stretch.
And the big one was, can you believe it's 61 years since Roger Maris? Like, that's a stupid comp, too. That's a stupid comp.
I think that's better than the nines one.
Yeah, but he's not going to finish at 61 homers. Like, if he actually just hit 61 years later, fine.
And also, Aaron Judge doesn't wear 99 because 9 wasn't available. He wears 99 because his number was 44, and he couldn't wear it because it's retired for Reggie Jackson, so he needed a cool double number.
Yeah.
Yeah. And by the way, you were there for 9 games? Yeah, because he kept walking. And nobody told you to stay there for 9 games.
You know, leave the guy alone. He just wants to watch baseball.
He sucks.
Yeah, why are we just doing...
Let him be.
Wait, you said before Mraz said he's a salesman, pitching 61.
Yeah.
So is that like the Mr. 3000, like he was opening up a stand and now he's got to change it to Mr. 2999?
I mean, look, I don't know why we've just become a show that drags Roger Maris Jr. all over the place.
Poor guy. Leave him alone.
Now, while all of this Aaron Judge hysteria was going on, D.A., the Yankees' Double-A Somerset Patriots team won the Eastern League Championship. Here's how it sounded.
1-2, the pitch. Cut on and missed. Strike 3. Somerset, champions in the Eastern League for the first time in franchise history. Let the celebration begin. It's a no-hitter and a championship for the Patriots.
A no-hitter and a championship. Steven Cusimano on Somerset Patriots Radio. They beat Erie 15-0
wow.
in the decisive game 3.
Nail-biter.
It was a combined no-hitter. Randy Vasquez, 8 innings. Carson Coleman finishing up. We'll move to the National League East. The Braves lost to the Nationals 3-2 in 10 innings. In New York, the Mets trailed the Marlins 4-0 in the 7th. Mets rallied, and it was 4-4 in the 10th.
The pitch to Escobar. Swing on a ground ball, left field, base hit. Here comes Lindor around third. Lede's throw to the plate, up the third baseline. Lindor slides in, head first, safely. Put it in the box. The Mets are back in first place.
Howie Rose on Mets Radio. Mets over the Marlins 5-4 and 10. They take a one-game lead over the Braves, who lost last night to the Nationals 3-2 in 10 innings. So the Mets have that one-game lead. Eduardo Escobar drove in all 5 runs. Mets and Braves scheduled to open up a series in Atlanta Friday night.
Excellent. Thank you, Schwartz. Mm-hmm. When we come back here on the show, there is concern that the Sunday night football game will be moved to Minnesota. So Chiefs and Bucks at the home of the Vikings. How many people do you think would show up? That's next, DA, CBS Sports Radio.
It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, welcome back to the DA Show on this fine Thursday morning. This season, for the first time, you can hear Westwood One NFL broadcasts streamed live for free. Mondays, Thursdays, like tonight, Dolphins and Bengals. Sunday nights, the International Series, holiday triple headers, and every postseason game. Catch all of the action on the Odyssey app on WestwoodOneSports.com via Westwood One Station Streams or by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports. All sponsored by AutoZone. Free battery testing, free battery charging, replacement batteries that fit your needs. That's what makes AutoZone America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Simulcast is back up and running, so you can watch us at WatchDA.com. You can watch us on Twitch and on YouTube as well. You can watch us on your phone. You can chat alongside the other D-Aliens. It's very cool. Watch us at WatchDA.com or those other items and apps. We were talking about Aaron Judge earlier in the morning, hitting number 61 earlier in the hour. Actually been talking about it all morning long, and I had mentioned that I find this to be quite refreshing because the other guys ahead of him all obviously took steroids. I mean, that's without question. And B. Vince tweets at me, DA, in all caps, by the way, so it's a good scolding here on Twitter. You know that the only evidence against Bonds and only Bonds is a novel. And I just would want to point out that if you're still hiding behind the illusion that Bonds was unfairly accused of steroids, his lawyer told a jury he took steroids. Bonds admitted taking steroids. This is kind of conveniently forgotten by the people that want to defend Barry Bonds. He admitted to using steroids. He just said he didn't knowingly take steroids. He thought he was taking flaxseed oil and arthritis cream. Now, you can believe what you want. If you think he was duped, if you think he thought it was just arthritis cream, if you thought he really believed he was taking flaxseed oil to bulk up to the size that he did, his flaxseed was helping him hit home runs, that's for you to judge. I didn't believe that. I don't know many credible adults that would believe that fairy tale, that Bonds grew to the size that he did, smashed 73 home runs to shatter the single season record, and thought, I'm not doing anything illegal, I'm just taking flaxseed oil. But perhaps you do. But it doesn't erase the case that he admitted that he took steroids. That was the way he was going to get out of the Balco perjury. They had him dead to rights that he had taken drugs. So he knew he couldn't get out of that. So the only way to not be committed or to not be found guilty was to say, well, I did take them, I just didn't know they were steroids. So we can move off that. And then, of course, the conversation from B. Vince is, I don't want to hear that. It's still not, you know, what I want to hear, which, again, you can put earmuffs on and close your ears and eyes and believe what you want to believe, but that's fairy tale land based on, as an adult, I would think that you would want to just access information and go from there, but not all adults want to do this. It's kind of the way that we are in the United States these days. It's everybody wants to be a 7-year-old and just digest the only information that they feel comfortable with. Neither here nor there, though, because Aaron Judge hits number 61 last night, and it's still 12 shy of Barry Bonds. But in terms of a record that I think has far more integrity than Bonds's or McGuire's or Sosa's numbers, it's Aaron Judge's. So we've got Sunday Night Football, and it's the Buccaneers and the Chiefs, and they're going to make a decision probably tomorrow on whether they can play this game in Tampa Bay after the hurricane ripped through. Now, obviously, it's done some significant damage in Tampa Bay, and so if they were going to play outside of Tampa Bay, they would find a neutral site, and they have chosen U.S. Bank in Minneapolis, home of the Vikings, because Minnesota is in London to take on the Saints in the International Series. So what do you think? That's a stadium that I think seats about 65,000 people. It's a great matchup. It's Mahomes v. Brady. It's the Chiefs and the Buccaneers. It's a Super Bowl rematch of a couple of years ago. If it seats 65 or 67 or something like this.
It's 66, but 73 with suites.
Okay, so I was right on it. 66,000 general seats, a little over 70 with the suites involved. How many do they get on Sunday night?
I say at least 50. At least 50. I think the things they have going for them, number one, Viking fans, their game is at 8:30 in the morning local time. They will a long gap. They're not going to miss their Vikings. Number two, you probably get really cheap tickets to see Tom Brady play Patrick Mahomes, and you don't have to travel. There's got to be at least 55,000 people willing to do that.
And if you're clearing the deck for a Sunday night, if you had plans all day Sunday or you had to do something on Sunday afternoon or something like this, if you're like, I just want to go see a game and then I can go at night and come home at night, it's going to be a late night, but Mahomes and Brady, yeah, it's a pretty good easy sell. Do you have to drop ticket prices to get people in the building to make sure it looks good for television?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you will get tickets to this game $15-$20. I think absolutely you will. And again, the excuse a lot of people have for not going to football games, I don't want to miss the whole day of football, right? I don't want to travel. You don't have to do that. You don't even have to tailgate. Like, this is the type of game, if you don't want to tailgate, who cares? It's not your team. Roll up a half an hour before game time and go in.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think they get 50,000 people. Now, there is one previous example of this, and that was the Giants played the Vikings in Detroit, remember, in 2010. That's when the Metrodome's roof fell in, and that game got 45,000 for the Giants and Lions. The Giants and Vikings at the home of the Lions. So if they got 45, this one should get easy, 50.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.